This is the Public News Service Daily Newscast Afternoon Update for Tuesday, October 15, 2024. I'm Mike Moen. More than 400,000 children in Lebanon have been displaced in the past 3 weeks, that according to a top official with the UN Children's Agency. The Associated Press says this official warns of a lost generation in the small country grappling with multiple crises and now in the middle of war. Israel has escalated its campaign against the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, including launching a ground invasion after a year of exchanges of fire during its war with Hamas in Gaza. Turning to healthcare, facility fees, originally meant to help struggling hospitals keep emergency room doors open 24 hours a day, are now being applied to outpatient services. And between 2017 and 2022, those fees cost Colorado patients and their insurers more than $13 billion, that according to a new report mandated by Colorado lawmakers. Priya Tilang with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says these hidden fees are being piled onto health costs many just can't afford to pay.
Patients are not going to seek care, and health outcomes are going to be worse. They're going to have to seek a higher level of more expensive care by avoiding those smaller outpatient procedures.
And Tilang notes the state's critical access hospitals, which are more likely to experience financial struggles, are not responsible for the bulk of fees charged. 80% of fees went to 10 of the state's largest hospital groups. UC Health, which took in one-third of all fees, is urging lawmakers not to act on the report's findings. UC Health says there is not enough time, data, or participation from stakeholders for it to be reliable. Also out west, Sublette County is the only county in the state of Wyoming without a hospital. But according to KFF Health News, that's about to change despite the struggles rural hospitals across the nation face. Kathleen Shannon has more.
A new 10-bed hospital and attached long-term care facility is under construction in Pinedale and slated to open next summer. Residents, who often drive 100 miles for primary care, are excited, says Carrie DeWitt with the Sublette County Hospital District. About half of rural hospitals lost money in the last year, and nearly 150 have closed or converted to smaller operations since 2010. But DeWitt says there's more to the equation.
People ask me, how can we afford to have a hospital? And it's actually, we can't afford not to have a hospital because we have to be getting the proper reimbursement rates for the services we're providing.
DeWitt says Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance reimburse services provided by hospitals at a rate about 10 times higher than those offered at a clinic, which is Pinedale's current medical facility. She adds that Sublette County might have a leg up on other rural communities because it receives high revenue from oil and gas industries. This story was produced with original reporting from Sarah Jane Tribble for KFF Health News. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
This is Public News Service. In New York City, election integrity is under added scrutiny after Mayor Eric Adams' indictment. Part of the indictment alleges Adams broke campaign finance laws during his 2021 mayoral bid. But some groups that advocate for good government feel there isn't much cause for concern. Rachel Falls with Reinvent Albany notes that charges against Adams mean the enforcement mechanism works in New York's public matching program for political campaign funds. She says the city's campaign finance board flags any suspicious patterns of contributions.
There's a whole filing and disclosure process that candidates have to go through. By vetting those filings, the campaign finance board can find where they think there are violations. And in this case, it ended up going through to the Southern District, and an indictment resulted from this.
And with the mayoral election next year and Adams vehemently aiming for a second term, Voss notes there are ways to bolster election integrity. One recommendation is for the campaign finance board to hold campaign audits closer to elections, which could boost confidence in the process. In other election news, amid ongoing divisions about election integrity in the U.S., a new national report from the Movement Advancement Project outlines what happens after polls close. The release of the findings is designed to provide more clarity and facts with misinformation still being reported. The project's Brian Hinkle says while there are timeline variations, all states generally take the same careful steps before election results are certified.
For many voters, they cast their ballot and that feels like the end of the process. But in reality, that's the first step in a deliberate, specific, and careful process to get the final election results.
On election night or the days after, the public gets a look at unofficial results submitted in each state. After that, there are actions like canvassing to ensure the ballots cast are accurate, along with post-election audits to confirm the accuracy of results and check for errors. Turning to education, a new report analyzing nationwide school closures shows in Michigan about 1 in 3 charter schools fails. Judith Ruiz Branch has a look at the findings.
The report says backers of these schools accept closures as a natural consequence of market forces. But Mitchell Robinson on the Michigan State Board of Education suggests charter schools are being treated a lot like dry cleaners or dollar stores. They pop up in strip malls, he says, and can be gone just months later.
Our state is attracting people who put profits before the best interests of kids.
Additionally, he said, millions of federal dollars are allocated to Michigan for charter schools that have never opened. The report from the National Center for Charter School Accountability found nearly half of the charter schools that closed nationwide cited low enrollment as the reason. About 20% of closures were due to fraud and mismanagement of funds. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
And this is Mike Moen for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, as well as your favorite podcast platform.